The International Olympic Committee is going to consider the future of the torch relay that leads up to the Games. The executive board is set to discuss the issue on Friday. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says the Olympic flame should not be taken hostage by demonstrators. The protection of the flame during the relay is a time-honored tradition. But there's a new wrinkle for the Beijing Games. The World's Alex Galifant explains.
Watch the relay on TV, and you'll see that the torch has an entourage of Chinese men in blue tracksuits. Right now, they're in San Francisco. 2 days ago, they were in London.
Nobody actually seemed to know who they were officially or what their title was.
That's British TV host Connie Huck. She was one of the torchbearers in London, and she found herself surrounded by the men in blue.
They were kind of very robotic, very full-on, and when I started, they were, like, barking orders at me, like, run, stop, and they kept pushing my hand up, like, higher when I was holding the torch. They were interesting.
Doesn't sound very Olympic, but it makes sense when you know who those men are. Xirong Chen is one of the BBC's China editors.
They are the cream of China's armed police, carefully selected from across the country with specialist training in crowd control and vehicle handling.
And there are about 70 of them, all of them China's official Olympic flame guardians. Around 30 are travelling with a torch outside China, 10 or 12 run with it at any one time. The job is simple. Don't let that flame go out. And protect torchbearers like Connie Huck from protesters.
So when someone did descend on me, I thought they're not going to get through the Chinese men in blue.
But they did. A man wrestled the torch from Huck before he was tackled and arrested by British police.
Down with the Chinese! Down with the communists!
There was more turmoil in Paris yesterday. Organisers had to extinguish the torch on three occasions. Each time it was returned to the safety of an official Olympic bus. And each time it was relit, but not relit with some old lighter. Tradition holds that the Olympic flame is ignited in Greece by the rays of the sun. Several lanterns are lit from that same source, so there's always a backup. Keeping the flame alive is an Olympic tradition. A flame burned throughout the ancient games. It was reintroduced to the modern Olympics in 1928. But lighting the torch in Greece and sending it on a relay, that came 8 years later, in Berlin.
Ich verkünde die Spiele von Berlin. Zur Feier der 11. Olympiade neuer Zeitrechnung als eröffnet.
Before he opened the Games in 1936, Adolf Hitler had declared that sporting chivalrous contest helps knit the bonds of peace between nations, therefore may the Olympic flame never expire. But the Nazis choreographed that first torch relay to promote their belief that classical Greece was an Aryan forerunner of the modern German Reich. Today, running the Olympic torch around the world is celebrated as a symbol of global unity. But as the Chinese are finding out, sporting symbolism can run second to political reality. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.